WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. I'll be up shortly with Tanya and Tia of Stormstress, but I'm going to play some rock and roll first, so in about 11 minutes, I would guess, we'll be on. It's going to be a rockin' show. It's a local band called Avoid One Thing.
This is for the malcontents and the years misspent, bumming cigarettes off only Vietnam vets. Jimmy and Elizabeth, with all the school they'd miss, couldn't chip in on the 99 cent breakfast. Now, don't you know me? I could have swore you saw me sitting here when you came walking in. Go, just ignore me. I'll be right here where you left me. In a crooked booth down the end. This is for the elderly.
Saw me sitting here when you came walking in.
right, WMFO in Medford. That was Girl School, song called Tonight. Before that, we heard The Downhaws with Convenient Friend, The Von Trapps, local band called, their single called News Flash. Started out with Avoid One Thing, right here where you left me. It's 8:13. I'm here with Tanya and Tia. I'm not even going to attempt the last name.
That's okay.
Right?
We'll go with the stage last names.
Okay.
Yes.
So I asked before we came on air, you guys, you know, Radioland, you can't tell. Most people probably know that you're identical twins, so you've been together a long time.
True. Quite a while.
And so who, like who picked up an instrument first and said, I think I want to make a go of this thing?
This is a two-parter.
So in fifth grade, we were given the opportunity at school to start playing musical instrument, join band, and we were both really into that idea. So I tried the clarinet and the flute, couldn't get a sound out of the clarinet, got a sound out of the flute right off the bat, and I was like, flute, yay!
And I tried the clarinet and got a sound, and I was like, all right, clarinet, seems cool. And then, like, we played that for a year in school, or forever, I don't know. A year later, I switched to bass clarinet because I, quote, wanted to play something cooler.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, well, you could do bass clarinet, oboe, bassoon, and I didn't know what any of them were. Yeah. But I was like, bass clarinet sounds cool. So they gave me a bass clarinet and started really digging the low end.
Yeah, so right off the bat, Tia Mayhem had an affinity for the low end.
Yeah.
And Tanya Venom was obsessed with the melodies and the leads and the spotlight there in the flute section.
And she picked up piccolo.
Yeah, my senior year actually picked up the piccolo, which is like the loudest, highest freaking instrument that only one person in the band could play because...
Yeah, those are tough instruments you grab.
Yeah, and if two piccolos play at once, you know the old joke.
No.
How do you get two piccolo players to play in tune? Shoot one.
All right.
But anyway, when we were 13, I swear this, like, the hand of fate just put an idea into
my head.
It
really was. It was, I was there, guys. I was there.
We were in a car with our mom, and I was like, I want to learn a more modern instrument so I can play songs on the radio. And she was like,
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
And then I was like guitar. And mom was like, sure, yeah, we'll get you guys lessons. And then when they brought up the guitars to us, they were like, Tia, you could do guitar or you could do bass guitar since you like low things.
I didn't even know what a bass guitar was or what it sounded like or anything, but I was like, I'll take it.
And then from there, we just kind of
Tanya started it, basically. She started the guitar part of it.
Yes.
And I was just like, okay, and went along with it. Now I'm really glad I did.
Yeah.
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 And so that was the beginning.
That was the beginning. That's the beginning. Yes.
And we're gonna do a listen to your new single. Yes. We're gonna save that a bit though.
Yeah.
We're gonna do that right away. Do you want to play one?
Yeah. Let's play a song.
Why don't we do that, and then I'll throw some Carissa in here, and we'll talk a bit more.
Sounds great. All right. So this song is called "Corpses Don't Cry," and it's about becoming numb, so numb that nothing can harm you anymore. Like once you've been beaten down so much that you're like a corpse, you can't die anymore. So you're kind of free. I've been burned by the fires of rage, frozen by torment and pain. I've been stabbed by the sharpest cries and fooled by the prettiest lies. Thought you buried me alive, there's nothing left in me to hide. Come at me now, I've got nothing to lose. No heart to break, no blood left to bruise. Hurt me again, go ahead. Broken 'cause I've already died. And corpses I've made friends with the devil. I used to trust, I once knew fear, but those words mean nothing here. Take a look and say goodbye. You cannot kill me twice. Command me now, I've got nothing to lose. No heart to break, no blood left to
guys had no did you any formal training like did you musically
depends on the instrument yes we definitely had a lot of training in music specifically we went to Berklee College of Music
I'll say because you guys are skilled
oh thanks right? man
I just learned congas in like
congas
10
yeah
minutes.
She just, well she did just pick up congas like a couple years ago on her own mm-hmm.
but
crazy.
You know it's congas. I'm not playing legit congas. Just I call it rock congas,
rockas,
right. rongas.
Because yeah. you do play out as Venom and Mayhem on occasion.
Yes,
right?
that yeah, was honestly yeah. like a big training point for us, singing and congaing,
conging,
conging. yeah. yeah, we went to Berklee College of Music. I, Tanya Venom, studied electric guitar, and Tia
Mayhem studied bass.
Bass guitar.
See, I know you had some schooling in you.
Yeah,
yeah we studied film scoring as well at Berklee.
Yeah, that was our major.
If wow. anyone wants
film score.
Film scored.
It's cool, though. We learned a lot about songwriting there. We learned a lot about theory and, you know, instrumentalism. Yeah. And we learned about performing, like, before Berklee, really, by doing it. And,
yeah.
Experience forms you so much too,
and you were in a band, Flight of Fire.
That is
prior
correct.
To the Stormstress
yes.
thing. And I just got to ask a few things about Flight of Fire. I know that you guys went on the Melissa Etheridge cruise.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge Melissa Etheridge fan, which
really?
Is weird because
ooh.
Yeah, I you know I'll go from Social Distortion and X and
yeah,
like
I wouldn't
that
peg you
Etheridge.
As a Melissa Etheridge guy,
right?
It's pretty cool.
No, I bounced around. I've seen her 3 times, so
that's awesome.
Yeah,
you should go on the cruise sometime.
Oh my god, you should go.
That
next
might
year
be that might be
that
pushing it.
Right?
I don't know.
It might not be your scene, right. but we got to meet her and she's so chill. She's so down to earth. She's so nice.
She's super
can't even
nice.
Believe it. Yeah.
It was incredible being on the cruise, and we're doing everything in our power to get on the cruise of Stormstress. So,
yeah, and then
cross
and
your fingers, everybody.
Talk about a whole new audience, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's I mean, being on the cruise was definitely one of the highlights of our career as Flight of Fire. And
yeah, I would imagine for most acts. Yeah,
that's, and we gained so many fans from that and friends. And
yeah,
most of them, if not all, still follow us in Stormstress, yeah, which is really cool. I mean, they're a loyal fan base. They love us and they followed us over, which is really cool. And, you know, it's really nice when people care about
how
members.
Long was the cruise?
It was about 7 days.
7 days on the high seas?
Yeah.
It's, you know, totally enough time to get to know everyone
the
on the boat.
The waters didn't get rough? You didn't have any...
There was one night.
We're like, are we drunk or are we just tipping? No, we're just tipping.
Yeah. You didn't have to... Would you play like every other night? Or?
So we had 3 official sets.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about the cruise is that there were so many jam opportunities that, like,
we're basically playing every day.
We played every night. Yeah. Like, we played with Sonia's Ball that was the first one? Or Melissa Crispo's jam?
Yeah, Melissa Crispo's, like, birthday bash, and we played and jammed up there. And
so when we played there, someone from Delta Ray, and they're like super awesome people and awesome
great
performers.
People.
And one of the members of Delta Ray saw us and was like, hey, you guys should do a song with us at our show on this day on the cruise.
Right.
And we were like, okay. So we sat in with them on a Fleetwood Mac song, which was super epic and cool.
Mac song?
It was Break the Chain, Never Break the Chain.
Yeah, and then Joan Osborne also saw us at that jam, and she ran into us on one of the islands. We were just like on the beach, and she was like, oh, hey, you girls sounded awesome at that jam on Monday. Like, do you want to play a song with me? I haven't released it yet, but it's really cool, and it's kind of rock, and I think it'd be great for you guys. And we were like, oh my God, flipping out.
And it was on the pool deck, so we got to play on the pool deck with Joan Osborne.
And she approached you.
Yeah, she approached us. We were like, okay.
Yeah, that's wicked cool.
And a couple times when she comes into Mass, we hit her up, and we're like, hey, can we like play with you? And she has invited us to play a couple times, and it's always a great time.
Yeah,
everyone
on the cruise is so nice and so cool. And
yeah,
we got to play with Sonia Lee, and she always has a jam, and all the musicians are like intermingled, and it's just so much fun. Everyone's in a good mood.
It's the best.
Must be all the sunlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much vitamin D.
I'm glad I brought it up, because the one bad story I have about Melissa is not about her. It's just a screw up I had. I had tickets to Melissa Etheridge's concert, and I went to my wife and I went to P-Town for the day, and we had a blast. Ran into people from work, had a great time, and on the way back we took the boat thing, just the shuttle, and on the way back, I don't think I realized till I got home actually, and I said, let me check those Melissa Etheridge tickets, and it was for that night. It was
the night.
In Providence.
No. You were
so
closer.
It was a great night, but I was like, damn.
We're
I was playing like 2 nights, and I had the wrong
time. Oh, that's
But I've seen her like 3 times.
Well, that's good, at least.
Yeah, I like her.
What's your favorite Melissa Etheridge song?
Indiana.
Nice.
I like a lot of them, but Indiana I like a lot.
She's an incredible songwriter.
You're going to bang Indiana out for me in about it?
We can do Come to My Window.
We'll see. We'll see what time we got. I'm going to play some Carissa Johnson, and then we'll come back and you guys...
she's commonly referred to as our triplet.
I know.
For unknown reasons.
You had the shirts. Yeah. I'm not Carissa.
Yes, right. It doesn't
common
work.
That's probably one of the first times I actually saw you at the... I think it was the Rumble, and you were walking around with those shirts.
Yeah.
People. What's that all about? All right, I'm going to play something. We'll be back.
One of these days, all these miles I've been driving will wind their way up fearlessly to you. I can see it, us laughing till we're crying about nothing at all and everything too. In the middle of nowhere, I'll sing along to a new song. I'll sing it at the top of my lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a ladder in our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by. Thank you. All my thoughts in REM are feeling closer. One day I'll find a way to show them to you. One of these days this anxious weight will be over. Cause in my blood I know it's true. Sing it at the top of my lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a ladder in our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by. One of these days, all these nights have been wasted. We'll cease to be what seems to me. A fence I need to climb, it's only in my mind. I just can't wait until we are in the middle of nowhere. We'll sing along to a new song. We'll sing it at the top of our lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a lighter in our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by. We'll build a fire and a future with a ladder in our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by.
That was Krista Johnson, Middle of Nowhere, off her fantastic CD, 100 Restless Thoughts.
So good.
You girls know her quite well.
Yes. In fact, we have been mistaken for her on many occasion.
Indeed.
One special time, especially.
And one time I was in the elevator of our rehearsal space with Carissa, and this guy came into the elevator. He looked directly at me and was like, "Oh, hey, Carissa." Meanwhile, she was standing right next to me. Like, he was talking to me, and I was like, And she started talking, and like he was still like talking to me, and it was really strange.
Did you play? Yeah.
Right. And whenever, like, we all have an agreement that if someone thinks we're the other person, we just say, like, thank you, and, like, you know, just say what we would say. Yeah. And then we tell each other later, so it gets there.
We have a good laugh.
It gets there.
But after you, even you two, if you know you... pretty well. You can tell your part.
Yeah, you would think.
You would with the colors and everything. Like it doesn't always work.
I accepted
her. It took a while for me. Like after like first 5-6 meets, I was like, I don't know who the hell's.
I accepted her New England Music Award on her behalf, and they bought it. They bought it.
Did you take the yellow out for that occasion?
I didn't even.
She even said, like, I'm accepting this on behalf of Carissa, and they still wanted her to, like,
do
the
interview.
I'm not
her, but I'm pretty darn close.
Yeah.
And they still wanted me to do the interview. Yeah. Wow, you're so great. Oh, thanks. Wow.
All right. Why don't you give us another one?
All right. So, this is... So, that last song we did, Corpses Don't Cry, is going to be played on a 7-string. It's going to be filled with riffs that we can't quite produce on the acoustic. This one is the polar opposite. This is going to be our ballad. Strangely enough, also, it will be on the 7-string. But anyway, it's called Fall With You. It's about falling for someone you're not supposed to. Something about the way you look at me. There's something about the way we laugh. I tell myself, girl, you've been there before. But I can't shake this feeling I have. You reach out your hand, calling out from the other side. And I get closer every second to crossing that line. I wanna step over the edge and fall with you. I wanna step over the edge. I wanna fall. that charming smile, but I've been down this road before, and now my heart is back on trial. You reach out your hand, calling out from the other side, and I get closer every second to crossing.
Is all this stuff going to be on a future release?
Most definitely. We are actually in the studio with Liz Borden producing, Sarah Fitzpatrick producing, Doug from the Den Studios in North Reading is engineering, and that's where we're recording. Same place Carissa records. Carissa records. Yes, anyway, so there's going to be a whole full-length album being released later this year. It's very excited. We're going to be dropping a few singles throughout the year.
Yeah. We're going to we'll play that single in a minute.
Ooh.
But sure how old I am. I saw Lizzie Borden and the Axes a lot back
then. That's so awesome.
Awesome and kind of like, damn, you were around 30 years ago going to see Lizzie Borden and the Axes?
Aren't they badass?
They were great. And she has a new thing, I think, right?
Yeah, she's putting out a whole new album as well.
It's coming up, too. Yeah.
March 27th at the Jungle, I believe, is the release show.
See, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
So go there.
I'll definitely try to hit that. Unless it's a Tuesday.
It is Friday.
Every now and then, someone has a rogue show on a Tuesday. I said, who the hell has a show on a Tuesday?
I know, it's so ridiculous.
Some people.
They play all week long. John Paul Haida in 2 weeks ago. I forget what, 2 weeks ago. And he has a residency on Tuesday nights. Ooh. And I think either the Plow or the Toad or something like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Tuesday nights, all right.
The cool thing about residencies during the week is that they don't get in the way of other gigs on the weekend.
Right. That's fine, the silver lining.
Yeah,
not much competition.
Exactly.
On a Tuesday,
exactly.
As opposed to Saturday when there's there's five venues I could go to.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, we recently kind of approached with a residency offer and it was Fridays and we're like, can't do that.
Getting it on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Like, anything like randomly during the week.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Speaking of Fridays, our debut show is happening Friday, February 28th at Once Ballroom in Somerville.
It's going to be the first time ever Stormstress plays original music full band in front of people.
That's right, in front of people.
Maddie's not here, but Maddie's the third member of...
Yes, Maddie is in spirit with us tonight. She is, I want to say, overseas.
All right.
But she's not really that far away, but she is over the sea. At the show, Excella is going to be playing, and Firstborn is going to be playing, and Lucis is going to be playing. And if you don't know any of them, they are all awesome players, awesome friends of ours, and awesome performers.
It's going to be a wicked stage show. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Sparks are going to be flying, you guys.
I know a lot of MFO people will probably be there. I'll be there.
Yay!
I like to go to actually see bands that I have on a lot. That I like a lot. I play the music a lot. I like to get out and see them as opposed to just have someone in and like you never heard of again. It's like, yeah, okay, that was cool. See you in a year.
Well, we appreciate that very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm going to play Paint the Mask.
Oh, awesome. Boy.
Do you want to say anything special about it? Probably just let her rip. I've heard it, obviously. It sounds great.
Yeah.
I think it's a great rock and roll song.
Enjoy.
So we're going to play Paint the Mask, and then we're going to come back, and I think you get at least one more in, you right?
Yeah, we can do it. But, do it for you.
Here we go. This is the pre-listen. Friday, when's it drop?
Friday, the 21st. It will be coming out with a video.
Oh, really?
Get ready.
Cool. All right, here we go. Paint the Mask.
Porcelain doll, painted to perfection. Another stroke with every line. Bow of the ball, she's a welcome distraction from the ashes what's left inside. Yeah.
There you have it. Paint the Mask from Stormstress. Great tune, great rock and roll tune.
Thanks
and that's
so much.
That's there's going to be a release, right?
Yes.
Like
yes.
We're like a full kind of length CD or
yes.
something.
We're planning a full length album to come out sometime later this year.
Yes.
That the old nondescript at some
That's right.
Point, but
you never know how long it's going to take.
Happen.
But it's definitely going to happen.
8:43 and Trisha is here. My niece is up from Pittsburgh.
What?
Or down or over. I don't know where Pittsburgh
Up and over.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And
she's, so what do you think? Girls are good, aren't they?
They're awesome. Aww, not only
thank
is their
you.
Music so good, they're just so nice.
Aww. Nice
such
people.
Positive energy. You guys
thank
are
you.
Really cool.
Well, you're nice
good vibe.
Too.
Thanks,
it's our Midwestern charm.
And I've gotten Trisha to read our public service announcement for us. So have at it.
All right. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Awesome.
Not going to lie, I'm already terrified of ladders. Now I'm more terrified.
I'm just going to never go
them.
On a ladder.
I just play them off of automation because I'll bungle it and butcher it.
That was a good read.
That was great. Yeah, you should.
You're a good PSA.
You should be hired
reader.
On
I might
to the PSA.
You.
Okay, thanks. Sure. Anything for you, Steve.
See, the hour goes quick when I have someone here. When I don't, I'm just banging out punk rock songs. And I was like, why don't you do a 2-hour show? But if I don't have someone, but I've had a lot of people in lately, so I should probably try and blow it up to 2.
Ooh.
So I can just play tunes as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
You know, but did you hear that AAF has been bought?
I just saw, I think Maddie just sent that to us, and I don't understand it.
By
what does
whom?
It mean?
Some rogue station that,
like,
Kamalita already pretty much.
What does that mean?
She pretty much already posted that, you know, the show is done.
What?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah, so there's no... College is it now.
Oh,
I mean, you lost
man.
BCN,
we like,
lost
oh,
FNX, going
no.
way back. You guys probably went around for FNX, but now that...
Dude, what?
Yeah.
Man, we have had stuff set up.
There needs to be like a rock slash metal station out here.
Yeah, it's all being bought out.
We have to move to Europe.
you're gonna get one in more?
Yeah,
we can do
sure.
that for you. What's this song about, Tia? The
song is about finding a town that has a metal station. Still intact.
Getting out of the ones that don't.
Big dreams seeping out of the borders of this worn downtown. Fresh blood bursting through the veins of the underground. There's only so much of one place I can stand. And I've got this city in the palm of my hand. Gotta get away, far beyond, gotta find the place where I belong, somewhere far beyond. Choice to turn from each dead end. It doesn't really matter how many times I bend. a break, I can try again. Gotta get away, gotta get away. Far beyond, far beyond. Gotta find a place, gotta find a place. A place where I belong. Small time, ready to get mine. It's been a long time coming now. These walls are about to crack, 'cause nothing can hold me back. I know I'll make it through somehow.
That's a rock number right there.
Thanks.
Right?
Heck yeah.
It will. It definitely will be, yes.
So here's where we're at. It's 8:50, and it's up to you guys. You can do another one if you want. Or you don't have to. It's your call.
What do you want to do? I don't know. Okay, well, one thing we've been liking to do on these radio things we've been doing is play the acoustic version of Paint the Mask.
That's cool.
Should we do it?
I'm down for whatever.
Tia's down.
You're down.
It's
I'm
a little
down.
Different. I mean, it's the same, but it's different. And mm-hmm. it's just kind of an interesting way to hear.
Is Tanya, and I mean, is Venom and Mayhem, do you play your own stuff, covers, or is it a mix? What is
so
it?
With Venom and Mayhem, we predominantly do covers, but we sometimes do our originals as well. Like, we'll throw them in there. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun to like try them out acoustic and vice versa. Like if I write something on the acoustic and we try it out electric, and it's kind of it's cool because with Stormstress, we won't have a single acoustic harmed on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And with Venom and Mayhem, it's all acoustic. So it's kind right. of a cool way to have both, but totally separately, which is
yeah
nice. Coming from a band that had to drag 2 hard shell acoustic guitar cases and 3 electric guitars to gigs. It's nice.
Yes.
All right, I'll let you do that, and then we'll scoot on out of here.
Cool. Thanks so much for having us. You are awesome.
You are awesome.
No, you, thanks for coming in. You guys are great.
Anytime, man.
Girls, I should say, right?
Guys, right? We call everyone dudes.
We're just aliens from outer space. So
yeah. Just humans.
Yeah, these things.
I guess humans. You could call it that.
You could say. Ready?
Yeah.
Porcelain doll, painted to perfection. Another stroke with every line. the mess. Make it nice and pretty, not a scratch. Perfect smile always.
Thanks so much for doing that.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah. I gotta get the next guy, Alex, ready rolling here. But once again, when's the show?
It's February 28th, Friday. One Somerville.
Indeed. I'll be there. You should all be there, too.
Yes, you should all definitely
should
be
go
there.
At least to say hi. Yeah. To you know, us and Skybar.
Yes.
Because yeah. If you don't, we'll all be really sad.
Yeah.
It'll be a bad day.
Say hi. Give us a high five.
All right, WMFO in Medford. I got to get out of here. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. I'm going to leave with a local song by a band called The Runouts. Again, thanks. Peace.